Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, where do you want to start? You want to start with the UGA, USGA should have been doing?
Well,
you want to
talk about
the players?
We're talking about the score. Right now, we headed for the final round. We got a three-way tie, four-way tie atop the leaderboard at wonderful Shinnecock Hills. Everybody at three over par.
Yeah.
And a lot of things you expect after 3 days of a U.S. Open. Even traditionally, is a difficult layout, and the USGA does things to make it challenging, and that's what spectators expect. We got Daniel Berger. We got Brooks Koepka, who is our defending champion. We got Tony Finau, remember, who dislocated his ankle at Augusta.
Yeah.
He's feeling a little better there. He shot a 66. Those guys got out early.
Now, stop for a second. What? Those are the leaders.
Along with Dustin Johnson.
Along with Dustin. Yeah. And I was telling you earlier that regardless of the play, there's no names that are active right now. And I don't care if he's the number one player in the world or we're talking about Phil. There's nobody that moves the needle like the guy who got in his boat and left day before yesterday.
I know that, but he and a lot of other guys that were with him, too. But, I mean, yes, because people tune in to see.
That's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, a lot of other guys that are current as well that people would watch for, or want to see challenge him are gone, too.
This is one of those, like as you said, the U.S. Open every year. The thing is, we get spoiled here because we know what's going on with that first major of the year. Everybody knows the course. Everybody enjoys coming down here to Augusta,
but but it's a different course every day. That's the thing. It's the same layout, but it's a different layout every day. And more than just weather changes, humidity can change it. Different things can change Augusta and make it a difficult place to play, too.
But it's the same location.
But it's the same location.
Same location.
It's the only one. It's the same location.
Yeah, all of a sudden, one year they're not going to have an ocean with ocean winds blowing around like they do this year. Up there in New York.
Well, you put it right down the coast.
I'm saying, but they move the U.S. Open location around every year. But for whatever reason, this location, they can't seem to get it right. Can't get right.
Well, why can't they get it right? They've had it there before.
And they messed it up last time. They're still talking about what they did in 2004. And they messed it up. And the conversation that was going on before this U.S. Open with officials and reporters talking to people, they have been told over and over again, we learn from our mistakes in 2004. They overthought the room. They started cutting grass certain ways. The place felt like a parking lot to a lot of the players. And as you heard yesterday from some of the top golfers, they lost the course. Right? You heard that phrase.
That was Dustin Johnson, Zach Johnson.
Yeah, Zach Johnson
who said that after his round of 72 yesterday, he's at +8. But the guy that everyone's talking about, obviously, this morning, and rightfully so, is Phil Mickelson.
I'd have done the same thing.
I mean, they're guys who go out and play in pro-ams, or they're playing with the buddies on Monday mornings or whatnot, and you're just having a bad hole.
Yeah.
You just want to stop it and get on to the next hole.
And if you know that you're only going to lose two strokes, and you know you're out of contention anyway, then I'd have done the same thing.
At what point, though, do you get to that point? You're so frustrated with what you're going through out there that you just kind of snap a little bit. And I think that's kind of what happened. Here's a guy that knows all eyes are on him. They're out there. I mean, even though he may not be contending because of who he is and what he's accomplished, this is also the major that has eluded him.
On his birthday.
You know.
So he had a whole lot of stuff in that blender yesterday.
A whole lot of stuff going on. He's thinking about it. When he sees that thing not only past the hole, but he knows it's going, and he don't know when it's going to stop.
Yeah. I'd have done the same thing.
He broke out into a little trot.
He did. We don't see Phil. We saw him with that vertical a couple of years ago, all 4 inches of it. And then yesterday.
He broke out into a trot, man.
The thing that upset me the most about that was the interview he did at the end with Curtis Strange where he got on his high horse. And it sounded like them old-time golfers where it's the tradition of the game and it's the sportsmanship and all that sort of stuff. And he should retire. I mean, he should withdraw.
Withdraw.
And shut up.
There are some people who felt like he should. And you know what? I don't think anybody put any pressure on him, especially not from the USGA, because they know what
they did. No, they didn't. They gave him the penalty.
Well, they know what they've done out there, too. they also know what they've done with that course. My take on this thing, and here's my, I know you come from a way of who are people going to watch today. You made it so difficult until your top contenders and the guy that everybody watches is not there. And then your guy who's your number one guy, you know, has a horrible round yesterday. I mean, he still got to share the leaderboard, but he shot a 77.
Make your point, because I actually have flipped how I feel about this now. Because now it's a clown show. So it's actually maybe worth watching.
But here's my take on it, and the take I thought about as well. Because I hang around a lot of tennis. And USTA is similar to the USGA in that they are the governing body for the game, for the sport in this country. They set up the rules and guidelines and the parameters. They organize, orchestrate, and officiate competition at various levels, from the juniors all the way up to the top, as we're seeing this week.
Okay.
But they're also one basic fundamental thing with both organizations.
Yeah.
It is to promote and encourage participation in the sport. You tell me a kid you're going to sit down and show them this. So, and say, I don't want to go out and play. To me, that's given no thought. And what do we always
do?
When we talk about golf and what's happened with it the last couple of years, what are one of the things you always say?
Remind me. I say so much.
Participation.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah.
Well, not obviously, but that's what you always, that's when we bring it up.
Well, also viewership, or lack thereof.
But you always say participation. That's one of the things you need. Okay, so that is an issue. It is an issue. And this is your showcase. You know, this is your showcase, U.S. This is your showcase. Get it right. Not only you want to put on a show, make it challenging and difficult for the best in the world, but you also want some kids to watch this sport and say, hey, I want to give it a try. Not just the ones whose fathers play, and happy Father's Day to the kids who are going to go out and play golf with their dads today.
Yes.
But the kids who haven't played it, and maybe tune in and watch and see, well, these guys are supposed to be great. They don't look so great to me. They don't look like they're having a good time. You know, never mind they're all millionaires. But, I mean, they don't look like they're having a good time. So, to me, they're dropping the ball in one of their major areas.
Yeah.
And that is to encourage participation in the sport. Yeah. And then that's the big issue I have with what they've done wrong with it. How is this supposed to encourage folks to want to play? Is this encouraging anybody to want to go out and play?
No, not at all. I agree with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg, on this Father's Day, talking this U.S. Open and what's going on up at Shinnecock Hills. They have got so many issues. That's one of the arrows that are flung at these guys. But the other thing is, we know that this sport has gone south for a number of years. There are a number of networks that have done stories on the descent of golf and where it was when Tiger came in. What was supposed to happen after Tiger? No. All these minorities were supposed to gravitate toward golf and start playing. Where's that?
You know, you don't have as many as people may think. Well, the golf pro tour would never turn into the NBA. But I mean, you do have some playing at different levels. And that's the thing that he said. He got cornered about that a few years ago out of Augusta. You know, everybody got him around there after he'd been there, played there for 10 years, where are the minority golfers? And you look around.
They asked Tiger that? How is he supposed to answer that?
Yes.
That's not his job.
But they asked him that.
Well, that was a stupid question because there's no way he could answer that question.
If he's supposed to be the person that's making people watch and make people want to play. And that's the thing. There are more playing. There are more people who have an understanding of the game. There are more people who have an appreciation of the game. It does not mean you're going to see people playing, you know, on the PGA Tour.
No, but that was the conversation. But here's the thing. Now you don't have as many people playing. You've got golf courses closing regularly around this country. There was a number that was staggering. Probably 5-6 years ago, I remember Real Sports with Gumbel had the guy from TaylorMade on, and they talked. They spent more time promoting Topgolf than they did talking about how the state of golf at that particular time and what it was like around the country and all these courses that popped up when Tiger hit and there was the explosion.
Yeah.
And they priced themselves out, or they priced us out. The folks that wanted to go play, it was just too expensive to go play. And, you know, you had a convergence of a generation, call it millennials or whatever, but that generation that was right along with Tiger or the ones that were younger than him that were coming up were playing video games. They're all gamers now. And they got a whole lot more satisfaction being a gamer than they do going out and chasing a ball in the woods and playing what seems to be an impossible sport.
It was impossible to master.
And an expensive sport.
Anyway, I mean, you don't just become a dominant person on this government.
Well, where's, where's the fun at it? Where's the fun at it?
I mean, if you're watching what's happening right now, I mean, it's fun if you're going out and just playing and learning how to play on a course that it gives you a chance to compete and learn and have some success. Because that's the thing that brings you back out there. It's not the whole round, but it's two of them, two or three shots when you get it right. And you say, yeah.
We understand
that's the
that.
Thing, that's the thing. That's how the game of golf, to me, reels you in. But to watch these guys on TV this weekend and see what they've been put up against is just ridiculous.
I don't think anything in the PGA Tour in 2018 is geared toward bringing people back to the sport as far as if watching these guys. I just don't.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.